USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be giving an Omicron variant-focused speech on Tuesday. That's according to the White House. The announcement comes as on Friday, 193,305 new cases of COVID-19 were reported and 2,171 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. First Call Medical Center Director Dr. Rob Elfenbein joins Fox News and describes the severity of Omicron cases.
The data out of South Africa and out of Israel has been suggesting for some time that the Omicron variant, while it may be more infectious, is less virulent in terms of its ability to cause serious illness.
This as the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati has reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott confirms his state is picking up the slack regarding the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Governor Abbott on Friday retweeted Fox News reporter Bill Malusian, who announced that the first wall panels have gone up in Starr County, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, adding that the wall is the result of state land, state money. In the tweet, Abbott added that Texas has officially started building its own border wall since President Joe Biden allows open border policies and refuses to enforce laws passed by Congress, and that Texas is stepping up to do the federal government's job. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It's a violent start to the weekend in Baltimore. Police saying two people are dead and more than a dozen injured in a series of shootings that began Friday afternoon. Five people were shot in one incident that left a 36-year-old man dead and four other victims being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A holiday favorite in the Big Apple is not happening this year. From our USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the details.
Many things have reopened. Many restrictions had been rolled back. But now, because of a surge again, a lot of disappointed tourists in New York City are having to deal with the fact that the Radio City Rockettes have announced they're ending their season early because of the COVID outbreak among the production staff.
Not happy about it at all. This is our senior trip. We flew up here from Georgia.
We came from Virginia, so it's a long ride. And we came up here and we bought tickets 2 months ago.
It's just a long way to come to be disappointed.
Tickets for the canceled shows are supposed to be refunded. New York State saw a new record there for the highest number of new infections in a single day as results on Thursday were made public. Just over 21,000 people in the city testing positive for the virus.
The defense is resting in the case of a Minneapolis police officer accused of killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Kim Potter claimed she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright when he resisted arrest earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead. On the stand, Potter telling defense lawyers things went chaotic during the traffic stop. Wright did have a warrant out for his arrest. Potter is facing manslaughter charges, which carry a maximum sentence of 15 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.